I want to ask you to get out your life point outline, if you will. And we're starting a new series, if you noticed on the screen, called Foundations. And what's on my heart and my mind to do is to just talk about those things that stabilize us, to talk about those things that keep us moving forward with the Lord, things that He would want us to know and to think about and to consider in our walk with Him. And I want to do something today. I want to start off in maybe a little bit different approach because this has just been on my heart. You know, I think one of the most common phrases that you hear from time to time is, God bless you. And a lot of times you'll hear somebody say, God bless you, you know, when you do some act of kindness for them. When you do something that just touches their life and warms their heart. And they just come back and they say, God bless you. I don't know if you ever thought about that. But the whole thing about being somebody doing a kindness in your life really flows out of the whole thing of God blessing us. And so I want to talk about that. If you notice, it's about whether or not in 2017 you and I are going to live a blessed life or a stressed life. And the thing is, I want our fellowship, I want us to live a blessed life. I want to be more blessed and not have the knowledge of that than I want to be stressed. And if you look in your life point outline, let me just kind of give you an insight as we get started here. For those of you that are new, you should have picked up or were given a life point outline when you came in. This kind of helped you keep up with what we're talking about here this morning. But if you notice, the first insight is being blessed means that God takes what I have and He multiplies it to meet my need. You see this time and again in Scripture where the Lord fed the 5,000. And what He did is He took what a young boy had, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And He just took that and He blessed it. And when He blessed it, when God's blessing came on that, 5 loaves and 2 fish fed 5,000 men, not counting women and children. So there could have easily been 10,000 more people there out of 5 kind of pita rolls and 2 sardines. And God just multiplied that. Now, what is God saying? God says, I want you to get this. My blessing your need, because I already know what some of you are saying in your mind. You have no idea what I'm going through, Brother John. I don't talk about it a lot. You don't know what my health issues are. You don't know what my financial issues are. Yada, 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 yada. Just pick something. You don't know what I'm going through, and I don't. But I don't have to. The question is, do you understand that from a biblical perspective, God's blessing is able to take care of any size need? Any size need. That's the whole thing about the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. The Lord was able to feed all those people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. All He needed was what somebody had. And then He takes that and He blesses it. And here's another thing I want you to understand. God's blessing, because I know what's happening. Some of you are already thinking, maybe you're new here this morning, you haven't been here before, maybe you've kind of been away from the Lord, you know, all kinds of things get into your life and have gotten you off of track. And you're thinking, preacher, I cannot expect God to bless me. There is so much I need to do. There's so much backtracking I need to do, you know, kind of making up all the past and all that. Now listen to me. God's blessing on your life has nothing to do with your past. It has to do with right now. It has to do with right now. The blessings of God, and this is not in your notes. If you want to write it down, you can. Now listen to me. The blessings of God on you are based on 2 things. They're based, number 1, on the power of God. What God is able to do as God. And the Lord has said again in Scripture, is there anything too hard for me? And what would be the answer to that? No. The Lord said, there's nothing too hard for me. There's nothing that I cannot do. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it done unto you. In other words, the Lord said, you get to decide what I do in your life. Now, I'm not talking name it, claim it. I'm not going down that road. That's a dead end. That's not even scriptural. So I'm not talking about name it, claim it. But I'm simply saying, God says, Jesus said, you get to determine what I do in your life. According to your faith, be it done unto you. So the blessings of God, number one, are dependent upon his power. But number two, now listen, they're dependent upon my trust, your trust, and your obedience to what he tells you to do. Now, granted, maybe you need to be asking God for his forgiveness. The Bible says, if you confess your sin, he will wait 4 or 5 days or a couple of months and let you wiggle in that. And then once you've suffered enough, then he'll forgive you. Is that what it says? No. That's the annotated perversion. Gordon didn't say that. The Lord simply says that if we confess our sins, whatever they are, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God said, the only thing that keeps me from forgiving you, the only thing that keeps me from lifting my heavy hand of discipline off of you is that you agree with me it's wrong. That's all that it takes. If you confess, I will forgive. And so here's what he's saying. Moving forward from today, the only thing that's keeping God from blessing you in your life is that you will trust him and obey him. That's what God is looking for. For 7 years, I read this story. For 7 years, there was a U.S. soldier who was held captive in Vietnam's infamous prison, the Hanoi Hilton. You've heard of that, I'm sure, those of you who remember Vietnam. His daily meal, he said, was a bowl of broth. He said, really, it was like just colored, flavored water. And he said, that's what I got every day for 7 years. He said, there was never any meat in it and seldom any vegetables. But here's what he said. I want you to listen to what he said. This is amazing to me. He said, every day I would take that meal, that bowl of liquid, and he said, I would get down before God and I would pray to him. And I would say, God, I need your blessing. If I'm going to survive, I need you. And Father, I am asking you to bless this bowl. And he said, and I just left it with him. And he said, I don't understand it, but he said, somehow, God used that bowl of broth like meat and potatoes. He said, I should have died like other prisoners were dying in a 7-year period of time on nothing but just liquids. He said, I should have died. But he said, I survived when others were dying. And he said, I can tell you the reason why. He said, it is because every day I ask for the blessing of God. And here's what I want to ask you. When's the last time that you said, Father, bless me? Lord, I want your blessing in my life. Now, before I get too far away, let's read this text, all right? Our text in Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning in verse 2. He said, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you 7 ways. The Lord will command the blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives to you. Now, here's what I want. Let's go back to your life point outline and look at the next truth. God's blessings are conditional on obedience. In other words, when you go to the scripture, the promise of God has a premise. In other words, God is saying, I will do this if you do this. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, right? The Lord said, you do this, I will do this. Every promise has a premise. He says, you will experience all these blessings, verse 2, if you obey the Lord your God. Now notice what he says. If you follow God's instructions, look at verse 4. You will be blessed with fertile herds and flocks. You said, that's great. I'm not a farmer or a rancher. So what does that mean in our terms today? What he's saying is, if you do what I tell you to do, if you obey me, I will bless your business. That's what he's saying. And he said, you will be blessed with baskets overflowing with fruit, and with your kneading bowls will be filled with bread. In other words, he said, I will take care of you. I will take care of your daily needs. I will supply your food. Now, again, this is not name it, claim it. My father determines how he's going to bless me, and he determines when he's going to bless me. I do not bend his arm. I cannot force him to do anything. It's not name it, claim it. Okay? You can I say, I'm going to obey you, Lord, and you know, I want a Mercedes. Or, you know, I want a house, you know, in Crown or whatever, wherever you want it to be. You can't do that. That's not biblical. God says, I will bless how I want to bless. I will bless you when I want to bless. He said, but I promise you, if you do what I tell you to do, I will bless you. Can you say amen to that? That's what the Father said. I will bless you. Now, Psalm 31, verse 19. Lord, you have stored up great blessings for those who honor you. Now, did you get that? Now, listen to that again. Lord, you have stored up great blessings for those who honor you. Let me tell you what God has just said. God has already prepared what he wants to give me in 2017. Now, that's a thought for me. God has already prepared for you what he is willing to give to you in 2017. That's what he said. He said, The Lord, you have stored up great blessings for those who honor you. But look at that in your outline. I want you to see this reality. You can miss God's blessings that he would give you. In other words, 2017 can go by, and I can fail to receive a single blessing that God wants to give me and put upon my life. I can miss every one of them. Because he said, the blessings come only to those, now listen, who honor God day in, day out, week in, week out. All right? This is not about tricking him. This is not about, well, I'll do this and kind of the slot machine thing. No. This is about a relationship with him. And that's what it's all based on. So let me break this down. What are the things God wants me to do that will bring about a blessing? Follow me in your outline. Number one, God promises to bless us if we meet with him daily. You can call it a quiet time. You can call it morning devotion. You call it whatever you want to do. Just do it. Okay? Just do it. That you meet with him. You get alone with God each day and you talk to him. What do? You talk to him in prayer about the stuff that you are worried about. Talk to him about what you're worried about. It's what the Bible means when it says, I cried out to the Lord and he heard me out of his holy hill. I remember what Jesus said in John chapter 11. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I don't know how many times with a heavy heart, with something that was a great need in my life, that I've gotten down on my face before God and I've said, Lord, you said in the word, come unto me. And I just hear him, come to me, John, while you are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. And so when I get alone with him, one of the things I do is I talk to God about the stuff that I'm worried about when life is too much for me. This is how I lighten my load. And then I read some in the Word. That's why we're starting. And if you haven't already, you can pick up your Through the Bible in a Year Bibles. You're in the Word. You're reading it every day. And as it washes over your soul, as you just read the Word, a blessing is going to come from that. It's going to come from that because you are honoring Him. We're meeting with Him daily. Proverbs 8, verse 34. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. All right? There are blessings, God says, if you meet with me daily. He doesn't say there are blessings if you meet with me weekly. He didn't say there are blessings if you meet with me bimonthly. He said there are blessings if you meet with me how often?
Daily.
You have blessings if you meet with me how often?
Daily.
There you go. You know, that's why we talk about here worship is once every 7 days. Worship is not once a month. Worship is not, you know, twice a month. Worship is once every 7 days. Every 7 days, God said, you present yourself before me and you remember that I'm God and you're not. Once every 7 days, you bring your family before me and you realize that you've gotten to where you've gotten, not because of your brains primarily, but because of my blessing. Every 7 days, you present yourself before me. And so the Lord says, I promise to bless you if you meet with me daily. Number two, he promises to bless my life if I study and do his word. And that's another reason why we're in the Bible through the year. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord. In other words, you look forward to picking up the word. That's why we talk about getting a translation of Scripture that means something to you, that you are able to understand. So when we talk about the New International Version, we're talking about the New Living Translation, because these are good things that can help you understand the word. Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Now listen, on his word, he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Now listen, whatever he does prospers. That's called being blessed. Now listen, meditation is not getting on the floor, crossing your legs and going, That's Eastern religion. And while that is becoming the religion of America, and it is a predominant religion in movies, that is not Christianity. Christianity is not just blanking out your mind and letting anything and everything just pop in and then you chase after that. Meditation means I seriously think about something. And God says, I want you to think about what I've said in my word. I want you to think about my word. So when you're reading the word, you're thinking, what does this really mean for me? God, I want to be obedient to you. Is there something here that you are saying to me? And the signs that indicate a desire that you want to know and obey the word are very practical. Let me just talk. It means that, like this morning, one of the things that you do is you pick up one of those Life Point outlines. Don't let your wife or your husband fill one out for you. Do you let them eat your food for you? You let them take a bath for you? I don't think so. If you do, that's why nobody wants to sit by you. What do? You fill out. Why? Because you want to hear from God. Lord, I want to hear from you. It means you don't live one way at church and another way at work. You're not two different kinds or three different kinds of people just depending on where you are or who you're with. You are the same everywhere. It means there is no difference in your life on Saturday night and Sunday morning. You're still the same person. You don't mind running into anybody. Because it's not like you're different. And God, listen, God promises that kind of person will prosper in all that they do because his blessings are on them. Number three, God promises to bless my life if 10% is the basis of my giving. Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. You say, where in the world is that? You're sitting in it. The storehouse, if you bring it up into our day and age, the storehouse is the place where you worship week in and week out. And God said, here's my blessing. He said, bring your whole tithe, how much of your tithe? Your whole tithe into the storehouse. Now listen, Catherine and I give to a number of different things. I have made decisions about supporting a lot of different things. We give to worthy works outside the church. Here's one thing I want you to understand. We give, but they do not get our tithe. Our tithe always comes to the hill. Our tithe always comes in here. My tithe does not go to United Way. My tithe does not go into the missions box. My tithe does not go to feed the poor. I give to missions. I give to feed the poor. I give to benevolence that we'll do this morning. But when I come to worship, this is where I put my tithe. Because he says, test me in this, says the Lord, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you won't have room enough for it. I want to get to the point where I say, Lord, I'm good. And some of you said, you can do that? You can. Lord, I'm good. You have blessed me. And if I don't get anything else, I am okay. And you know what God is saying? God is saying, I want you to prove me. This is the only time in the Word of God that God says, prove I exist. Do you know what the proof that you know how you prove God exists? Tithe. Here's what God says. He said, you give me 10% of everything I bless your life with. And he said, you see if I don't bless you more. It's like God is saying, let's get into a little game here. You give to me and I'll give to you. You give to me and I'll give to you. And let's see who gives the most. That's what he's saying. God said, you can't outgive me. The truth in your outline, you cannot outgive God ever. And so what I want to do is for 2017, I want to dare you to test God in the matter of tithing. Catherine and I have our story of God's blessings. And I want, let God write your story beginning in 2017. Lord, I want to be blessed. And so today, I want to encourage you in this service that you make this commitment in 2017, I'm going to be a tither. I want my life opened up to be blessed by God. And then number four, God promises to bless me if I help other people. Psalm 41, verse 1. Now listen, God blesses those who are kind to the poor and the helpless. He helps them out of their own troubles. He protects them and keeps them alive. He publicly honors them and destroys the power of his enemies. Who doesn't want that operating in your life? Y'all are like, y'all need coffee. I feel, you know, I'm just like sucking all the life out of me here this morning here. All of y'all must have stayed up and watched the new year come in. I knew it was going to happen. So I just went to bed. All my life it's come in. It can happen without me. And so just look at this. God blesses those who are kind to the poor and the helpless. He helps them out of their troubles. He protects them. He keeps them alive. He publicly honors them. And he destroys the power of the enemies. That's a lot of promises. That is a lot of promises. And God says he is watching. God is watching to see if you help the poor. Why? The truth in your outline. God loves poor people. Proverbs 22, verse 9. A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. And God simply says that giving food to the poor brings a blessing on your life because he promises it would. So here's the thing. Where is the evidence, not your word, but the evidence that you care about others other than yourself who maybe are not as well off as you and really have a genuine need in their life? Do we ever help as individuals, other people who are less off than us? Because God says that when he sees someone who helps the helpless, when you help the poor person, he said, that's the person I'm going to pour out my blessings on them. Now, at the end of the Lord's Supper in just a few minutes, we are going to have two offerings. So I want you to listen carefully. The guys are going to be standing at the back door with an offering bag. In the bag goes your tithe, if you want to start today. In the bag goes your offering to the Lord's work. In the boxes that are normally for missions, in the box goes your benevolent offering. What you want to give to those who are poor and struggling. Proverbs 11, verse 11. Good people bless and build up their city. I'm so grateful for Pastor Ben and the missions ministry here because of the way that we're blessing our town. We're blessing our city through the food pantry, through Coston Elementary, through the ministry at Petty's Motel, and just through our benevolent ministry, the people that our fellowship helps. Can you just give God a hand clap of praise this morning? Would you do that? And then number five, God promises to bless me if I share the good news. If I don't keep the Lord a secret, I invite other people to worship. You invite people to come to your life group. If you share the gospel, God says, I will bless your life. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. I pray you will be active in sharing your faith so that you will fully understand every blessing we have in Christ. And then number six, God promises to bless me if I am active in fellowship. If I'm active in fellowship. In other words, God says, if you will do what I tell you to do, don't try to do life. You can't live the Christian life by yourself. You have to be in relationship with others. You need a church family. And there may be some of you here this morning that you've never had a church family. Or maybe it's been a long time since you have. And you're just kind of floating around. But you want God's blessings. God says, I want you to get connected. This is how you're going to grow. Romans chapter 1, verse 12. Listen to what Paul says. He said, I am eager, number one, to encourage you in your faith. Then he says, but I also want to be encouraged by you. In this way, each of us will be a blessing to the other. Why do we want people in life groups? Why don't we do that? Because the number one thing God wants me to learn is how to love others. Is that not a challenge? Is that not the reason that families break down? Because they don't know how to love? And the Lord said, that's why I want you to learn how to love others. What does that mean? It means I want you to learn how to be consistent in encouraging other people. That you listen while somebody else shares their heartbreak. And that you encourage them in the household of faith. If you want to have a blessing in 2017, then be an encourager to others. And keep on seeking after the Lord. That's why we come here once every 7 days. That's why we come here in the middle of the week. Why do we do that? Because we always want to seek after the Lord. And then we're doing all these things because we want to be an encourager to other people. Now, I know that some of you have been in life groups for a long, long time. And one of the burdens that I have on my heart is that God will multiply our life group ministry. One of our challenges is having life groups close enough to the church so that people can get children in. But there may be some of these life groups that can be started with those that don't have a lot of children or small children. And these homes can be further away from our campus. That's been one of our challenges. I knew if we met in homes, it didn't matter how big our church got. We would have plenty of places for people to meet because they could always be meeting in homes, and that can just keep on multiplying. But we have a great children's ministry here, and there's something here for all of our young people. And so these homes have to be close enough for the people to drop off their kids, get there, have enough time to have their ministry time and their study time, and to get back and pick up the kids in time. And so that's our challenge. And maybe God's got you planted close enough to the church that your home could be a meeting place, that you could open your home up for a life group. And if that's on your heart, I want you to let Pastor Ben know that. Now I want to ask you, as we close this morning, you and you alone can make the decision that you want God to bless your life. The Lord says, I am willing to bless you. But 2017 is going to be one of two things. It's either going to be blessed or it's going to be stressed. And so what is it going to be for you? And I want to encourage you this morning in this service to say, Father, I want to enter into a new level of blessing with you. There are some things you have said in here that God has spoken so directly to my heart. I want your blessing on my family, my health, my finances, my relationships, my career, all of those things. God, I want to be blessed as I come in and I go out. But here's the thing this morning. The blessings of God, now just listen for just a minute, presuppose a relationship with Christ. And if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, before God can begin blessing you, you need to be in relationship with Him. And so I want you to bow your heads for just a moment. Would you please? Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Bible says that all the promises of God are yes in Jesus because of what He did for us. And so God says, if you're in my Son, then the door is open for me to bless you. And if you've never received Christ as your Savior, I want to invite you this morning to do that. And that you will this morning just simply pray. Let me just kind of lead you in a prayer. And if this is your desire, you want to be blessed. You want God's blessing on your life. Then you pray this prayer along with me in your heart. Father, I know that you made me. And I know that there's never been a time when I've asked you to save me and forgive me of my sin. But I'm asking you now. I know Jesus died on the cross for me. And as much as I understand, I am surrendering my life to Him. And I ask you, God, to come into my life. I want to be different. And I surrender to you. I agree with you about sin. And I turn from my sinful ways. I want to follow you. I want to do your will. Forgive me, cleanse me, and save me now. And I will follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now in front of you is a connect card. If you prayed that prayer this morning,